Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
You've heard the expression, never underestimate a woman scorned. Well, Australian turned American resident Iggy Azalea went full dragon mode on her ex-fiance Nick Young's wardrobe in the middle of their tumultuous relationship. Now, if you recall, 2 years ago, this video of Young bragging about cheating on Iggy surfaced online after former Laker D'Angelo Russell leaked it. At the time, the couple was engaged, but Iggy ended it soon after that. Well, recently on late night talk show Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen, the fancy rapper revealed that she burned all of Young's clothes in a fit of rage. Yep, straight out of that Waiting to Exhale movie moment. Anyway, the Australian rapper continued to state that she wasted several hours destroying other things in the house, you know, things that belonged to both of them, and then it dawned on her, let me get something that he really cares about, his weak spot, which turns out was Nick Young's wardrobe. Oh, sounds to me like these two were never really a match. No pun intended. And The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was one of the most legendary shows of all time. Will Smith actually solidified his stardom by essentially playing himself on the sitcom. Well, you know, they've been talking about a reboot for years, but recently DJ Jazzy Jeff sat down with Hip Hop DX in Krakow, Poland, and was asked about who he thought could fill the role of a new Fresh Prince. Well, he said that Chance always has a lighthearted demeanor. He's got a serious side to him, but he is always smiling. Well, Chance was trying to do something positive, and I think he could really play Fresh Prince. Well, of course, Chance has now spoken about the idea of him taking up the mantle of Fresh Prince, and he said, I am not going to try to play Fresh Prince. I love that show. I love Will Smith. I have so much respect for him. I would never do that. But you know what? I would write on that joint. And you know what else? I'll bet he would be a really good writer for a show like that. Now, earlier this week, I mentioned how Blue Ivy Carter is poised to be the world's youngest art collector. She, of course, is the daughter of megastars Jay-Z and Beyonce. Well, she was captured on video over the weekend, placing several expensive bids at an art auction here in L.A. You know, it was the Waka Theater Wearable Art Gala, and it was created by her grandmother, Tina Knowles Lawson, and her husband, Richard Lawson. Well, at the event, Blue Ivy bid $19,000 on a painting that was done by Sidney Poitier. But guess what? She was outbid by Tyler Perry. And of course, Tyler was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show on Monday, and he went into detail about how he almost lost the piece of art to a six-year-old. He said, it was a beautiful painting of Sidney, and I was not going to let this child get it. I wanted her to know that she could not have everything she wants in life. That's a little bit mean, I must say. But anyway, Blue kept bidding on the painting several times before her father attempted to take the bidding paddle away from her unsuccessfully. The six-year-old did place a winning bid of $10,000 on something else that she liked. But I just love the fact that black folks have enough money to run up in an art auction like it's the grocery store. Maybe we have come a long way, baby. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.